It is time now for date night. We are joined in the studio by my husband, Brad Bednar. Good morning.
Good morning. I like the enthusiasm on date night.
Date night.
When you said date night.
Date night.
Yeah. Yeah. Made me happy.
That's it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, little things on a Friday, right?
And we recommend date night activities for people looking for romantic things to experience out there in the Triangle.
I am or so excited.
Or the Greater Triangle.
Ooh, I am so excited because I, independent of date night or anything else, came up with a really great idea for you and me to have a little sneak away.
That is true. This was not even necessarily, like, oftentimes we'll talk about, like, what should our date night prompt be? Like, what should we talk about for date night? And sometimes after we're done talking about that prompt, we're like, oh, we should go out and do the thing that we talked about so that we can talk intelligently about it on the air. This was organic.
No, we did a thing.
Yeah.
And I am just so smug that, one, I didn't build up a cute little seg for, like, how we're going to talk about this. I just jumped into it.
Right.
Aaron and I did a staycation in beautiful, scenic Pittsburgh,
which is a gorgeous town.
It is beautiful and scenic. I found on
and Airbnb 100% fewer Confederate statues.
Isn't that crazy? Which also
helps a
little
bit.
I mean, maybe not 100%. I haven't explored all of it, but
it's significantly
reduced.
Less. Yeah.
But I was dorking around on Airbnb and saw that the small cafe has, like, a cabin and two converted art exhibitions / storage units that you can rent out.
They're basically just like corrugated metal storage units back in the back.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's cozy in there.
And very nice.
But we made a 12 hours out of it.
Yeah.
Like, for sure.
So you drive down to Pittsburgh. The small B&B cafe is about 2 blocks away from downtown. It's like 2 to 3 blocks away from the traffic circle.
Yeah, it's right by the Eagles gas station.
So you can park there, drop your stuff off in your corrugated metal storage unit room, which is very nice and cozy and comfortable, and then walk everywhere, because downtown Pittsburgh is basically 2 square blocks. So you can experience everything without having to drive or move your car or worry about, like, transportation at all.
And, like, the weird thing is that, like, it was the most Pittsburgh experience that I could think of having.
Yeah.
And not to say, like, Pittsburgh is, like, one-dimensional. Like, it has so many facets, and I think we hit all of them, like, while we were there.
So we did 6 things, correct? We did small B&B cafe.
Yep.
The bed and breakfast is fantastic. If you're looking for a staycation, like, that's a great place to just, like, go down and chill. It's inexpensive. You feel like you're doing something cool and quaint and different and quirky, but you've got all of the comforts of home, so that's there. Then you walk downtown. There is a brewery called Red Moose.
As you're walking in,
we stopped in there. That was really cool. There's our favorite restaurant in Pittsburgh, which is the Beagle. It's a dog-themed restaurant with a frequently rotating theme of menu items and cocktail items. They really make it a point to, like, stick with the seasons and
things
like
that. Spoiler
alert,
this month is the holidays.
Is the holidays. So they got a whole holiday-themed cocktail menu. They've got TVs that are screening the Westminster Dog Show. Our favorite place in Williamsburg, Virginia, was a similarly themed restaurant that also had dog shows up on TV, and then we went in there a couple of months ago,
and
they've changed.
Yeah.
Like, they're just showing sports now. It's like, why are you even?
Nobody wants
that. But the
Beagle
is fantastic. It sticks to the theme. It's got dog stuff everywhere, and it's great.
Yeah, we had a sausage dip, which is
very
great.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Around the corner is the Postal Fish Company, which is a fancy restaurant in town, but not, like, over-the-top fancy.
It's kind of, like, decorated in what I want to call, like, Midwestern chic, like, if that makes sense. Yeah. Like, it feels like you've walked into somebody's house.
It's comfortable.
It's very comfortable. It's cozy. Like, it's familiar.
There
the
is
food
a
is great.
There's like a corner in the building that is like stone walls that clearly should have a fireplace but doesn't, and that's a missed opportunity. But otherwise, it's a great place. The food is fantastic.
Yeah. Went next to City Tap.
Yep. Which is right, basically next door
right
to
next door.
Postal Fish. You can walk to all of these places.
Oh, yeah, and we did.
Which is a nice little, like, beer tap place. They've got some cocktails, very cozy and comfortable. Down the road is the Mod.
Okay, let's talk about the Mod.
Which is like, new.
Yeah.
This is where Pittsburgh Roadhouse used to be. Or, like, right next...
Right in that area,
in
right?
that area, yeah. Where Pittsburgh Roadhouse used to be. Yeah. Now it's a pizza place with a fantastic bar.
So, things that I love. One, can I just have some dessert? Because we've been eating and drinking all day.
Oh, yes, we've got chocolate cake. Would you like chocolate cake?
Like, of course we would. And then they don't go in the back into the kitchen to, like, get the cake. They go under the bar and pull out that Tupperware
this
container.
Giant Tupperware thing.
That big cake carrier. And, like, you all know what
pop,
I'm talking
pop,
about.
Pop, pop, pull off the lid.
Yes. It was incredible.
Inside is the largest, like... The chocolate cake that the principal has in Matilda, like size and taste and consistency. Like, it's a fantastic cake, but clearly was made by someone at home.
Oh, for
and
sure.
And brought in, and that's the dessert. Like, that's the homemade level of dessert at the Mod.
And then tie that to, you know, it's Friday night. Our special bourbon of the day is Knob Creek. Would you like some? Sorry we don't have rocks glasses. And they just pull out, like, a Stella goblet.
Yeah, Brad's favorite place is the Mod because they served him bourbon in a pint glass.
Wasn't a pint glass. I think technically it was a 12-ounce glass.
I'm pretty sure you can fit 16 ounces in that Stella glass.
I mean, you can fit 16 ounces
They did
in
not
me.
Fill it up all the way, by the way.
No. They were very responsible but generous with their pours. And then we went back to Beagle for one last round.
For one nightcap. Go home, sleep in the storage unit, get up, have breakfast at the Small B&B Cafe, which is a fantastic place. And that is a staycation, date night, fantastic, problem-free, worry-free overnight in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It's great.
Like, I always stress on vacations because, like, you have to drive to places and park, and you have to worry about reservations.
Yep.
You have to do this, that, and the other. Like, no, like, no problem here. Like, just like, book your Airbnb somewhere in the downtown Pittsburgh area. Like, walk down to the Beagle, and then, you know, it's 10 minutes for, like, food to drink to more drinks, and... Then you get to sleep in a storage shed that was a very comfortable 70 degrees the entire time.
And that is date overnight. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron.